Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, The Heavenly Body. The starring players...
This is William Powell.
This is Ann Southern.
And this is Reed Hadley.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's star-sprinkled comedy, The Heavenly Body. It brings to our stage Ann Southern as Vicky, William Powell as her husband Bill, and Reed Hadley as the air raid warden. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players present The Heavenly Body. Professor William Whitley is a famous astronomer. He makes with the stars, which means night work up at the observatory, and a lonely young wife who's left at home all alone. So while her husband looks through his telescope, she looks through her horoscope. And as she studies what the stars predict for her...
Night we ever had at the observatory. Oh, am I glad to be home, Vicky, darling.
No, no, Bill, you mustn't. Don't kiss me, please.
What's the matter? Baby got a cold?
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, sure, and I'm your husband. Remember me?
Bill, darling, I can't have any contact on Tuesday. Until the moon is in square aspect to my Pluto, I mustn't be touched.
Oh, is that so? Who told you that?
Well, it says so right here. My planetary emphasis this month will fall in my seventh house. So you see, I...
One moment, my love. Are you trying to say... Am I to understand...
Yes, and don't look so horrified. It's a horoscope. Oh, Bill, darling, don't act so hurt. Oh, come here, darling, and let me...
No. Don't kiss me. It's Tuesday.
There you go. You never take me seriously.
How can I? With my planetary emphasis in my 11th bungalow. Vicky... You mean that you went to one of those stargazing quacks?
Mrs. Sybil is not a quack. She's very sincere. Besides, lots of other women go and find extreme happiness.
But you're not lots of other women. You're my wife. I happen to be an astronomer, a scientist. And you get it into your dizzy little head...
Bill Whitley, I won't be talked to in that way.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know the Latin for off the beam.
Well, my horoscope says you're a self-centered man, and it's true. Trying to bully me out of a little happiness.
Happiness? Oh, happiness. Proceed, my love.
And stop saying proceed, my love, in that smug way. I've got a chance to be happy if I follow my horoscope, and I'm going to.
And I'm going to take this horoscope and...
Go ahead. Tear it up. I've got another copy.
Oh, you have, huh? Well, maybe you've got a copy of this vase.
Well, go ahead. Smash it. See if I care. Tear what you like. Break what you like.
No. No, the vase is too expensive. And the horoscope's too cheap. Well, good evening, my love. Or should I say good morning?
Where are you going?
What do you think? I'm going to get some sleep. I've got a big day's work ahead of me tonight.
Well, Bill, we've checked all the computations on that new comet of yours. Everything's right on the dot. It should hit the moon exactly as you've predicted.
That's swell.
We'll have quite a crowd here that night. The University of Seattle, Stanford, Louisiana, Chicago. Be rather a brilliant event, don't you think? Well, don't you? Bill.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Stowe.
Say, what's the matter with you? These last 2 weeks you've been absent-minded, irritable. Not like yourself at all. What's up?
Don't you know? Jupiter is facing a square aspect of the moon in Vicky's seventh house.
What are you talking about?
Oh, great science. The science that tells me I can't kiss my wife because the semi-sextile aspect of Neptune is in opposition to Donald Duck.
You mean Vicky's been to an astrologer?
Been to one. She owns one. On Sundays, she avoids windows. On Mondays, she avoids oysters. On Tuesdays, she avoids me.
Hello, Bill.
And the worst of it is I'm going crazy. I see her face in front of me. I hear her voice. But right now, I swear I heard her say, "Hello, Bill."
Well, why not? That's what I said.
You see what I mean? I just... Vicky!
Please don't be angry, darling. I suddenly felt like coming up here to the observatory.
Oh, you hear that, Stowe? She felt like coming. I'm not in the dog star house anymore.
Well, I imagine you can spare me. I'll see you later.
Bill.
Sit down, Vicky. Here, Ed, have a drink. Have the moon. Have a kiss. And please note, this is not Tuesday. Oh, I'm so happy
no,
I could...
No, darling, now wait.
Wait? What for? I guess I've got a right to...
Bill, I came here because... Well, to tell you something. I didn't want to wait till tomorrow.
Oh, forget it, darling. Aren't you here? That's all that matters.
Oh, no, it isn't. Bill, Mrs. Sybil just sent me my new horoscope.
Oh, here we go again.
Yes, and it says the planet Venus has a special influence in my life. And undoubtedly, something's going to happen.
Vicky, you're not going to have a...
Oh, no, not that. Oh, darling, you get over this. You're such a boy at heart.
Get over what?
Me.
What? Say that again.
Bill, let go of my arm. You're hurting it.
Say that again, slowly and clearly.
Say what, that I'm leaving you?
So you did say it.
You're still hurting me.
Splendid.
Bill!
All right. Now, let's get this straight. Who is he?
Who's who?
The other man. Have I met him?
No.
So you've been having a flirtation behind my back?
Bill Whitley, you ought to be ashamed thinking a thing like that about me.
I apologize. But just the same, who is he?
Who is he? Who is he? Who? How should I know?
Well, I don't want to seem to be inquisitive, but who else should know?
The stars. Between tonight and the 22nd of this month, there will come into my life a man from far places. A man who's been searching for me through the years.
This is lunacy.
No, Bill. It's destiny.
Destiny?
Bill, you've got it.
Got what?
Asthma.
Asthma?
It says so in the horoscope. While Mercury opposes Jupiter in your sign, you'll be susceptible to asthma.
That's a lot of silly nonsense. I have not got asthma.
I've never had asthma. I never will have.
Bill Whitley, I'm going to take you home and call a doctor. I just won't have you making a liar out of the planet.
Just try to lie still, Professor Whitley, and keep that thermometer in your mouth. tell me, ever had any trouble with your chest, Professor?
He means no, Doctor.
Any headaches lately?
Just my wife.
He means yes, Doctor.
Well, let's have a look at that thermometer. Oh, nothing really serious.
There you are, Vicky.
Just a slight touch of asthma.
What?
There you are, Bill.
Well, I'll leave some pills. Fix you up in no time.
Doctor, you sure it isn't pneumonia?
No.
Measles?
No.
Yellow jaundice?
No. Asthma. Nothing to worry about. I'll see you next week. Well, good night.
Look, Vicky, I've had about enough of this. I'm getting up.
Bill Whitley, you're staying right there in bed. Delilah, will you come in here, please?
Delilah, who's that?
The new maid.
What happened to Ethel? I liked her fine.
She quit.
What for?
She's a Taurus and shouldn't work in April.
Well, I'm a Leo, and I shouldn't murder anyone this month. But so help me, if you keep this
up... Well, there's something you wanted to say to me, ma'am.
Yes, you're fired.
Don't mind him, Delilah. He's delirious. Just turn down the bed in the spare room, will you? I'm going to sleep in there tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Say, what's the idea? Asthma isn't contagious.
I know it, Bill, but you can't expect me to share a room with one man when I'm as good as promised to another.
Have you lost your mind? Are you in love with a ghost? A man who exists only in a horoscope?
Oh, no, I'm not. I know he'll come, and I'll be waiting for him.
All right. If he's moving in, I'm moving out.
What?
And I'm going right now. Kindly send me my ration books.
Bill Whitley, don't you dare leave.
What, you mean you want me to stay? You mean you'll change your mind?
I didn't say that.
Well, then why the devil won't you let me leave?
Well, I still have some feeling for you, Bill, and I couldn't let you go out in your pajamas. After all, it's only the 10th. There's still lots of time. Almost anything could happen by the 22nd.
Oh, the 16th already, and my lecture due on the 23rd. Oh, if I could only settle down to work.
The 20th and still no sign. Whoever, she'd hurry.
Ah, the 21st. Vicky's found her dream man yet.
The 22nd. I guess it's no use. Golly, if I could only talk to Bill.
It was ordained from the beginning of time these two bodies would get together. No cosmic power could... Look, whoever you are, I'm very busy. I've got a lecture tomorrow night and I... Vicky! Oh, Vicky. Vicky, darling, are you sure you got the right number? You wouldn't kid your poor old first husband, would you? What? Oh, by midnight, huh? Your horoscope says it's today or never? Well, then listen, darling, listen carefully. It's almost 11:30 now. Stay right there at home and wait for me. Oh, wait for me hard. I'm on my way. Oh, thank you, my love. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being you. And Vicky, make a note of this. Right now, I'm the happiest Capricorn in the world.
Just a moment. Darling, I'm so glad you... who are you?
Air raid warden. There's a light on upstairs, Mrs. Whitley.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I forgot.
I really ought to report you.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, Mr.
Hunter, Lloyd Hunter.
Oh, yes. Well, I've had a bad day. Please let me end it nicely.
Well, this time, perhaps. But your day's not ended yet. Your clock's 5 minutes fast. Good night.
Good night, and thank you for... What did you say?
Say? Why, nothing.
But you did. You said the clock...
Oh, it's just a little fast, that's all.
Then it's still today. It's still the 22nd.
Well, naturally. Although it's Tuesday in Chungking.
Chungking? Mr. Hunter, I don't want to seem inquisitive, but you come from a long way off.
About 4 blocks. Cranberry Boulevard.
No, I meant a little further, from far away, a far distant land.
Well, I guess I've been pretty near everywhere.
Oh.
What's the matter, Mrs. Whitley? Anything wrong?
Oh, no, I haven't... been sleeping very well lately.
Yes, I know. I've been noticing your windows on my rounds.
Have you?
Oh, yes. Yes, and I think I can help you if you'll just ask me in.
Well, please.
I've got some stuff right here in my first aid kit. One drop and you'll have the sleep of your life.
Sleep?
I'll need a little water, though.
Oh, yes, of course. The bar is right in there.
Oh, fine. I've got to make it pretty strong. Be sure you're in bed before you take it.
Well, I will.
You know, this sleeping potion is from one of those far-off lands you mentioned. India.
Oh.
A young widow gave it to me in a cypress grove.
Oh, India must be fascinating.
It is. But for my money, give me a place called Samarkand.
Samarkand. It's a kind of golden word. What were you doing in all those strange places?
Oh, I'm a roustabout. That's just another name for a newspaper correspondent.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Just got in from North Africa a few weeks ago. Caught a tropical fever in Oran. Nasty little bug with a 6-syllable name.
Oh, how dreadful.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I'm glad of it now.
Are you?
Yes, because it's given me a chance to work on my new book.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Vicky, I'm home. Oh, darling, I flew. Your words gave me wings. Oh. Hello.
Bill, this is Mr. Hunter, our air raid warden.
How do you do? Any raids tonight?
Only minor ones. Well, I was just going.
Bill, Mr. Hunter's been everywhere. He's a roustabout, a war correspondent.
Oh, really? I must get his book.
Well, how do you know he's writing a book?
Don't they all? You going back soon, Hunter?
Oh, no, he can't. He's got a 6-syllable fever.
Oh. Well, I hope there won't be any complications.
Well, what made you say that?
Say what?
Bill, your voice, you sound so strange.
Well, why not? I'm thirsty. I rushed all the way home.
Well, I've really got to run along.
Oh, well, I'll see you to the door. Excuse me, Bill.
Oh, good old water. Well, somebody's already poured a glass. Me for that. Oh, nothing like water. Good, pure, sparkling water. Well, thank heavens he's gone.
Bill.
Oh, Vicky, my love, my sweet, my...
No, Bill, you mustn't, please.
Well, why not?
Don't you realize?
What?
It happened. He came.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Bill.
But when?
After I called you.
Who is it, Vicky?
You just saw him, Mr. Hunter.
I don't believe it. It's just a bad dream. Yes, that's all it is. It's a dream. Everything seems to be getting so hazy.
Oh, darling, you'd better sit here on the couch. There.
Oh.
Now, that's it. Bill, I know it's a shock, but it's just as Mrs. Sybil said. The 22nd, the far distant land.
You know, it's funny, but I can't seem to think. Why, it's just
Bill,
like
darling,
I...
Bill, darling, listen carefully, because this is the most important moment of our lives. Perhaps there's still time. Maybe you can show me that I'm really your wife. Your wife, darling, not just someone you pass the time when you're not working. Oh, please let me believe in you, darling. Hold me in your arms so tight I'll never be able to fly away. Bill. 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 All right. Sleep well, Professor Whitley. I'm through.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
I'd like you to think for a moment of the most flattering hat you've ever owned. Do you remember how you felt the first time you wore it? Do you remember how confident you were of your appearance? How people glanced in your direction admiringly? You just knew that you looked perfect. Well, women write and tell me that's exactly the way they feel when they apply my new powder shade, Lady Esther Bridal Pink. They say it instantly gives them a new lift, for judging by the complimentary looks in their direction, they know they look perfect. Lady Esther Bridal Pink was achieved by means of an entirely new principle in color blending. You can wear it with any shade of clothes. You can wear it whether your hair is brown, blonde, auburn, or black. Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to all these four types, as flattering in sunlight as in moonlight. Even on days when you feel tired, below par, your friends will say how wonderful you look. For Bridal Pink instantly tones up your skin, gives life and sparkle to your eyes. It makes you look and feel radiant, refreshed, ready for gaiety. If your druggist is sold out of Bridal Pink, ask him to order it for you. Accept no other shade, for no shade of powder can give you the fascinating look of a woman in love, like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of The Heavenly Body, starring Reed Hadley, Ann Southern, and William Powell. Well, Professor Whitley sleeps the big sleep until almost 10 the following night. And when he finally wakes, he finds that Vicky is not at home. Of course, he'd like to wait and square things with her, but his comet is due to hit the moon at 11, and Bill is due to deliver his lecture. So he rushes up to the observatory and, strangely enough, arrives in a mood that Professor Stowe had hardly dared to expect.
Why, Bill, it's a miracle. You look wonderful.
Ha ha. As they say in Zanzibar, I'm in the pink.
What happened? Vicky forget that stargazing bug?
Oh, no. The fellow arrived right on time.
What fellow? The one in the horoscope?
Turned out to be our air raid warden. But he's been disposed of.
You haven't killed him.
Better than that, I've liquidated him. Look, I had to keep him from talking to Vicky tonight. So what did I do?
What?
Well, you remember that shack of mine up on Mount Ross?
Uh-huh.
The one we used to turn the small telescope on?
Yes.
Well, I simply informed the chief air raid warden, who happens to be a pal of mine, that from here, we'd seen a big light up there. And at my suggestion, he immediately sent his most reliable man up there to patrol the place all night. You get it? His most reliable man.
The horoscope chap. Oh, that's masterful, Bill. Absolutely masterful.
Now, just one call to say goodnight to my Vicky, and then I can concentrate on that lecture.
Ah, this is certainly your night, my friend. All the country's top astronomers here to see the Whitley Comet.
And besides that...
Hello? Hello, Delilah. This is Mr. Whitley. Has Mrs. Whitley come back? Oh, she phoned you, huh? What'd she say? What? What? Are you sure? Oh, oh, no, 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 no. I got to rush. Oh, this is awful, awful. Oh,
what's happened, Bill?
Stowe, you'll have to give that lecture. I've got to leave.
Leave? Are you out of your mind?
Don't you understand? There was a message for me. She wanted me to know that at the great moment in my career, she'd be alone. Nobody with her, so I wouldn't worry.
Well, then why worry?
Why worry? She's going up to the shack on Mount Ross.
You know, I just can't get over it. I mean, coming up to patrol a lonely place like this, and then of all people to find up here.
Yes, it's destiny. I'm sure it is, no matter what some people say. Oh, but you were telling a story about Vienna.
Oh, yes. Well, just imagine this is the lobby of the Hotel Imperial.
Yes.
March 1938. Uh-huh. The Nazis have occupied Austria. Mm-hmm. The hotel has made the Fuhrer's headquarters, and within an hour, all the guests are cleared out.
Yes.
Early in the morning, the general staff arrives. Hitler, Goering, sitting right here in the lobby, the biggest game of the universe. And only 20 feet away, hidden in a chair, sleeping through it all is... Who do you think?
You.
Lloyd Hunter, the forgotten man. But suddenly I wake up, turn around, and get it in a flash. I can be the man of the century. Photographer is busy taking the picture. Slowly, very quietly, I reach for my gun.
Yes?
It isn't there. I pawned it yesterday.
Well, then what did you do?
He just slapped them all down with his pawn ticket.
Phil, I didn't hear you come in.
I didn't expect you to. Hello, Hunter.
Hello.
Oh, it's wonderful, Bill. His life's been full of danger, just one thing after another. Warsaw, Athens, Tokyo.
Who didn't he shoot there? Vicky, do you realize what time it is?
I know I haven't any idea.
Well, then permit me to open the curtains, my love.
Oh, why, it's morning. We must have talked all night. Bill, the comet. What happened?
Oh, you remember that. Thanks. Well, it came and went, unlike some callers. Now, may I ask...
Look, now, Bill, you've got to understand. I came up here to avoid meeting Lloyd again. But tonight, of all nights, he was sent here. And you'll never guess who sent him.
Would you like to bet?
No, you don't believe in fate, but I do. And so does Lloyd.
Look. Oh, so you're calling him Lloyd?
Yes.
And I suppose he's calling you Vicky.
Naturally, what about it?
Well, you mind if I call you Lloyd, too?
Why, no, not at all.
Well, thanks. You can call me Bill.
All right. Bill?
Okay, Lloyd.
Bill, you mean you aren't even angry?
Angry? Do I look angry? Let me ask you, Lloyd. How do I look?
Well, I'd say a little anemic. No offense, Bill.
Oh, of course not, Lloyd.
Everyone's acting so strange. I suppose we're all tired. Lloyd, I think we'd better go.
All right, but, you know, there's a lot of quail in these hills. Like to take some back for our dinner. I thought if I could borrow Bill's gun,
oh,
why...
Oh, of course.
Just so he doesn't try to pawn it.
Thanks, old man.
I'll go with you, Lloyd. Maybe you can shoot one for Mrs. Sybil.
Why not just shoot Mrs. Sybil? Why not? It's a thought. That 18-carat phony got us into this. It's up to her to get us out. No two ways about it, Mrs. Sybil. Either you write my wife a new horoscope and get us straightened out, or else.
Or else what?
Or else the FBI. We've been on your trail for quite some time. Now, will you write that horoscope the way I want it?
Mr. Whitley, this is blackmail. I have nothing to hide.
Very well. But remember, you forced me to it.
Hello, Professor Whitley's residence.
Hello, Mac. This is 37. Put me through to the chief.
I'm sorry, mister. You got the wrong number.
They're getting the chief on the line, Mrs. Sybil. You still got time. All right. Be stubborn. Hello, chief. This is 37.
No, no, wait. Don't tell him. I'll do what you want.
Chief, I've had a little interruption. I'll call you back.
I ain't the chief, and you must be crazy.
But really, Professor, how did you know?
Well, really, Mrs. Sybil, I didn't.
But don't you see, Professor, so it's all been a mistake. My new horoscope makes it very plain. That other man was only a proof.
A proof?
Yes, to try me, to test me, to prove how much I really love Bill. And I can't find him anywhere. I've looked all over town.
Well, that's strange. I thought he was home.
Oh, home? I never thought of looking there.
Well, as it happens, I was amusing myself with the 3-inch telescope, and just by chance, I happened to pick up your house, and...
What?
I believe there's a light in your bedroom window.
Oh. Bill! Bill, I'm back! Bill, it's Vicky! Where are you? Bill!
Out here, darling. On the porch.
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, Bill, dearest.
Shh! Not so loud.
What is it? What is it now?
Darling, I think I've discovered another comet.
Oh, you astronomical monster.
But this one will have to get along without me. You see, my love.
Hey, you! You up there, that you, Bill?
Oh, hello, Lloyd.
Say, I think you'd better douse that light.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, I think that's a very excellent idea.
Thank you, William Powell, Reed Hadley, and Ann Southern, for a charming and delightful half hour. Now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
I wish you could read some of the letters I've received from women who are now using my new powder shade, Bridal Pink. One woman writes, "Bridal Pink is simply out of this world. It makes me look as though I've just returned from a long vacation. Bridal Pink doesn't look pink on my skin. It doesn't even look like face powder. It has a certain elusive quality I can't put into words. And my husband says it makes me look 10 years younger." That's what so many women say about the fascinating new shade of Lady Esther face powder, Bridal Pink. And the texture is different, too. It's like no powder texture you've ever known. Lady Esther face powder is blended by the speed and force of hurricanes, blended to a smoothness that's like a delicate film of beauty on your skin. The instant you apply Lady Esther face powder, you'll see how tiny lines and blemishes are completely covered, how the texture of your skin becomes smoother and finer looking. And Lady Esther face powder clings hour after hour, clings with subtle magnetic attraction for your skin. It's light as a feather on your face, but so full of life, so young and romantic. Ask your dealer for Lady Esther Bridal Pink. If he's sold out of it, he'll be glad to order it for you, but accept no other shade. For no powder shade can give you the radiant look of a woman in love, like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present The Parson of Panamint. It will star Charles Ruggles, Ellen Drew, and Don DeFore. Be sure to listen. Ann Southern appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer producers of The Valley of Decision. William Powell can currently be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, The Thin Man Goes Home. Reed Hadley can currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder, so remember, ask for the largest size. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.